Across the U.S., hundreds of thousands of homes are at risk of chronic flooding in the next few decades. That's because of sea level rise. And one of the most threatened areas is Southeast Virginia, where people are elevating their homes, installing flood pumps, and adding to seawalls. But some cities are just surrendering land to the sea. Sam Turkin of member station WHRO reports.
The Fernwood Farms neighborhood in Chesapeake looks like any other suburb. Dozens of homes neatly next to each other. But the Elizabeth River runs along part of the neighborhood. Get closer to the water, and suddenly the area is gap-toothed with several empty lots.
So this is one. Property number two is here, right in between two homes.
Welcome to Ground Zero and Chesapeake's quest to retreat from flood-prone land. Rob Braidwood's our tour guide today. He's the city's emergency services coordinator.
This is four.
Five, six.
Yeah.
Once homes, they're now grassy fields. Some have signs along the street. No dumping, keep Chesapeake beautiful. This area used to be a swamp before the city developed it in the 1960s. Now, the water's taking it back. King tides a few times a year can turn streets into lakes. Bring in a hurricane or nor'easter, living rooms become swimming pools.
You can feel how wet this ground is underfoot?
Yeah, and it's not like it's really rained.
No, it hasn't rained for a couple days.
Braidwood says Chesapeake's been buying out homes around here since 2005, all voluntary. Here's how it works. The city goes to someone whose house floods and says, hey, you keep paying for expensive repairs and the government's helping because you have federal flood insurance. What if we buy your home for fair market value?
Tear this building down. No one ever builds here again.
Convert it to green space. It's a win-win, saving you money.
So I would love to buy every house that floods. Let's use this and see if we can reduce the risk of the entire community.
Citywide, Chesapeake has done it over 40 times. Braidwood says people usually take the deal when they're sick of the flooding, like the Creekmers.
Hi.
Come on in.
Hello.
Gloria and John Creekmer and their daughter Kim have lived in this two-bedroom condo in Chesapeake for the last 5 years. But it's not where they thought they'd be. You see, back in the 60s, Gloria and John built themselves a red brick home in Fernwood Farms, with big windows, a huge yard.
It was like we had birthed a baby before we had children. We were very prideful about our home.
But it was near the Elizabeth River and started flooding a lot, causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages. So by the time Rob Braidwood came around several years ago, they couldn't turn down his offer. They sold. Kim pulls out her iPhone and plays a video of the excavator demolishing the house.
So I feel a little sadness, but can't live in the past. Still, I keep the memories, the sweet memories, of a beginning of a dream home, our first home.
These decisions, retreating from flood-prone land, they've happened tens of thousands of times nationwide in recent decades. New York, after Superstorm Sandy, Charlotte, Houston. It's up to the city or state to offer buyouts. The federal government can help fund them.
I'm A.R. Siders. I'm an assistant professor at the University of Delaware, and I study climate change adaptation.
Siders says, look, in some areas, other resilience efforts, like higher seawalls, could work. But in the most at-risk neighborhoods, it's futile. Around Virginia, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasts sea levels could rise another 7 feet this century. So why spend money on defenses over and over again if the property will inevitably go underwater and become worthless?
For every dollar we spend on managed retreat, the estimates are that you save $4 to $8. So that's a pretty incredible return on investment financially in terms of avoiding those losses.
Still, there are several barriers to buyouts. Your house likely has to have flooded in the past, funding is limited, and it can take years to deal with government bureaucracy, a complicated process. There's also politics. Gloucester County, Virginia used to buy out homes, 29 actually. Then some new members took over the Board of Supervisors and ended the program in 2018. Philip Bazzani led the revolt.
We don't want to get involved in any kind of real estate ownership. We don't want to do that. I'm a conservative libertarian, so I want the government to just leave me alone.
The other challenge is, remember, this is voluntary. And that makes things really tricky if folks enjoy fishing and kayaking from their backyards. Take Addie Redd and her husband, who've lived on the Elizabeth River in Norfolk for about 2 decades. Floods have inundated parts of their house twice. Now, projections show it underwater by 2060. And yet, Addie has no plans to say goodbye.
Any water you move to in the area is going to be the same thing at some point, right?
Well, what if you just don't live right on the water?
We want to live right on the water.
I know, but this is a coastal region. There's water everywhere. What's a 15-minute drive to the water?
No. Mm-mm.
Climate adaptation experts say many properties don't need a buyout immediately. But it's critical that governments at least have a plan for what to do with them. Because if not, someone will eventually end up stuck with a home that's worthless. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Turkin in Norfolk, Virginia.
Sam's story was part of the Pulitzer Center's Connected Coastlines reporting project.